This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. With little snow in the valleys this winter, the high country of Yellowstone National Park and Grand Teton National Park just south of Montana in Wyoming, along with their small gateway towns, are seeing winter tourism with snow coach trips, cross-country skiers, and snowmobilers, but the adventuring comes with risk. There have been a number of accidents with injuries and fatalities this winter. Last Monday, January 26th at 1:13 p.m., Teton County Search and Rescue out of Jackson Hole, Wyoming, responded to an emergency call for a snowmobile accident in the Togwotee Pass area. Two patients, a man and woman, had been riding on the same snowmobile on the L Trail when they went off trail and hit a tree. The two riders had been in a small guided group when the accident occurred. When rescuers arrived, the female patient was unresponsive but breathing. The male patient was responsive with significant injuries. Within a short period, though, the man went into cardiac arrest. The patient could not be revived. The deceased was Joshua Escamilla, 31. At the scene, the rescue teams short-hauled the female patient to a helicopter, and she was transported to Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center in Idaho Falls. Teton County Search and Rescue has had a challenging winter so far. The rescue unit has responded to 4 fatalities, with 2 in just 3 days last week. Last Friday, January 23rd, Teton County Search and Rescue responded to 2 separate snowmobile accidents on Granite Creek Road. The first call came in at 3:58 p.m. when a 39-year-old man crashed his snowmobile and rolled about 30 feet down an embankment, resulting in a severe leg injury. Search and rescue volunteers arrived on scene and began rigging for a short-haul lift and flight when the team received another call, this time from a guided snowmobile party reporting that one of their guests had hit a tree. The patient, a 32-year-old woman, had lost consciousness with life-threatening injuries. Teton County Search and Rescue worked both scenes at once and transported the patient, Edith Pike, 32, of Stanford, Connecticut, from the accident site, but she died later that day of her injuries. Her cause of death was head and neck trauma sustained in the accident. Emergency services are asking people in southwest Montana and northwest Wyoming to recreate safely, not to overreach their abilities, and to call for help immediately when needed. Northwestern Energy is hosting public meetings across the state to gather input on its latest draft Integrated Resource Plan, or IRP, before submitting the 20-year Energy Resources Plan to the Montana Public Service Commission. Under Montana law, regulated monopoly utilities like Northwestern Energy must prepare and submit to the PSC an IRP every 3 years. These plans are supposed to detail how utilities expect to supply reliable and affordable electricity to their customers over the next 20 years. Members of the public can speak at the public hearing in Bozeman on Wednesday, February 4th, beginning at 5:30 p.m. at the Bozeman Library at 626 East Main. The Montana Environmental Information Center will be at the meeting, and there will be a 20-minute presentation followed by time for public comments. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.